A reading from the book of Exodus. From Rephidim, the Israelites set out again, and when they reached the wilderness of Sinai, there in the wilderness they pitched their camp. They are facing the mountain Israel pitched camp. Moses then went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain, saying, "Say this to the house of Jacob, declare this to the sons of Israel. You yourselves have seen what I did with the Egyptians, how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. From this you know that now, if you obey my voice and hold fast to my covenant, you of all the nations shall be my very own, for all the earth is mine. I will count you a kingdom of priests, a consecrated nation." The word of the Lord. A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. We were still helpless when at his appointed moment Christ died for sinful men. It is not easy to die even for a good man, though of course for someone really worthy a man might be prepared to die. But what proves that God loves us is that Christ died for us while we were still sinners. Having died to make us righteous, is it likely that he would now fail to save us from God's anger? When we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, we were still enemies. Now that we have been reconciled, surely we may count on being saved by the life of his Son. Not merely because we have been reconciled, but because we are filled with joyful trust in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom we have already gained our reconciliation. The word of the Lord.